This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us on this Friday night. Just a couple of days, the annual job fair hosted by Carl Sandburg College is coming up. So if you are looking for work, that is a perfect place to go potentially find a new job. And one of the people organizing that is Tracy Engstrom, the coordinator of career development at Carl Sandburg College. And she joins me on the line now. Tracy, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Will.
This job fair has been going on a long time, hasn't it?
It has. It's the 27th annual this year.
And are you finding that that potential employers are that just automatically know that this is coming up and want to be there, or are there some employers that still maybe don't know about this yet?
There might be some. I have quite a few regulars, which is always wonderful to see. I have about 12 new vendors this year that I haven't seen, so I'm kind of excited for the wide variety we have this year.
That's great. Well, let's talk about those new vendors that are going to be available first then. Who are they?
We have Fusion Tech, based out of Roseville.
Yeah.
We have Straightforward. We have a lot of staffing companies coming in this year looking for potential employees for their candidates that they work with. We have Pink Zebra, which is a home-based business which offers kind of fragrance and scents and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have IntelliHot, which is out of Sustainable Business Center. We have just, I'm very pleased with the wide variety of employers we have coming.
That's very good. That's a good thing. And overall, how many entities do you expect will show up?
We have 68 businesses that have RSVP'd a table this year.
Wow, that is great. So a lot of the familiar, I imagine, industries and businesses will be there as well?
Yeah, we have anything from manufacturing to healthcare. We have law enforcement and security. We have our banking, insurance, staffing agencies. We have retail. We have military. So we have a little something for everybody this year.
You mentioned in the new ones, some of the staffing agencies that will be there. Are you finding that's more and more where, for lack of a better term, where the jobs are right now?
I think that a lot of staffing agencies are kind of contacting me looking for qualified employees to kind of take back to their employers. I think it's really helping out the employers to kind of cut out the middleman and have these staffing agencies find really qualified candidates for them. It kind of really helps their time as well.
I know of people that are very happy that have worked with a staffing agency, and I know some people that have not so much had a really good experience there. I guess how do you maybe sell the possibility of working with a staffing agency to somebody who's looking for a job?
Well, the staffing agency is able to kind of come in and take over and review resumes and just kind of take out all the legwork for the employer. And so they're able to talk to the individuals one-on-one, see if they're a good fit, kind of answer maybe more questions that the employers wouldn't have time to answer for them. So I think it's a really good fit to be able to talk to staffing agencies this year as well.
On the other hand, too, I know that there are a lot of employers that still like to do it the old-fashioned way, if you will, and kind mm-hmm. of look on their own and look for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nice thing about the Career Expo is I've seen people actually get interviewed on the spot. Sometimes they get hired on the spot, depending on what the employer is looking for. So it truly is a good way to not only explore a career field, but truly have the interview right then and there. And some students or some community members may walk out with a job in hand, which is wonderful.
Yeah, so you really, if you're looking for a job and you come to this job fair, you really need to be ready for a job interview, right?
Absolutely. So we always recommend that people bring professional resumes with them, that they're dressing professionally, that they're really prepared to make a strong first impression with these employers. It truly is a great way for people to start networking with prospective employers and to really make that strong, positive impression right there at the table, face-to-face, that they probably wouldn't normally get without waiting a few weeks to get in for a job interview.
If I remember from a last year's fair, I know healthcare was a big field. Are there particular job sectors you're seeing right now that are looking for good candidates, maybe more so than others at this point?
Healthcare is still really big. I'm very pleased with the amount of manufacturing business we have this year.
Yeah.
We have Caterpillar, we have Midstate, Gates, Pella is coming from Macomb. So Fusion Tech, we have a lot of manufacturers who are really, really looking for qualified candidates. And I haven't seen a lot of manufacturing employers like I have at this one. So I'm really excited that they're here.
Yeah, that's especially with some of the stories we've had in the news recently of some manufacturers looking to locate here and add a couple of dozen jobs at a time. Now is really the time for those jobs, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's just a really great way to see who's hiring in and around the area.
So you come to the job fair, you should probably be, if you will, dressed for success, and I imagine have an up-to-date resume and things too, correct?
Yep, you're going to walk around, shake hands, bring your best foot forward, introduce yourself, and just really try to connect with that employer, kind of see what they're looking for, what qualifications you have that match their skills they're needing. It's just a really great event where you can literally talk to 68 businesses all under one roof.
Any tips for somebody that might be struggling with a resume at this point?
At this point, what I would say is just kind of do your best. Just bring with you anything that really kind of makes your skills shine, as far as employers want to know about your work experience. They want to know what you've been doing the last few years. They want to know what kind of education you have. They want to know if you've done any kind of community outreach or volunteer experience. They really like to see how you've been involved in the community and what you can do for them.
All right, so let's talk about the when and the where and any information along those lines.
Sure. So it is Wednesday, April 4th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Carl Sandburg College Gymnasium, which is in Building F. It's free. It's open to the public, so bring as many friends as you can and really try to tell everybody about it who's looking for employment.
All right. And are you still looking for any potential employers, or do you have that pretty much filled?
I think it's been pretty much filled. If we have any employers who want to come, they can just contact me at the college, and I'd be happy to help them.
All right. And more information is available on Sandburg's website, correct?
Yep. Actually, if you go to www.sandburg.edu/careerexpo, that will give you live links of all the businesses attending and more information if needed.
That's great. And you can also find that on our community events page at WGIL.com as well. So a couple of good places to look if you're looking for a job, that's for sure. Anything else we should know about the job fair next week, Tracy?
I'm just hoping the weather is nice, and I just invite everybody to come on out and have a great time with us.
I hope so, too. And it looks like I remember it being a little rainy last year, so hopefully it's a little better for you this year.
I hope so.
All right. Tracy Engstrom, Coordinator of Career Development at Carl Sandburg College, thank you so much again for joining us, and best of luck next week.
Thank you. Well, I so appreciate it.
Tracy Engstrom on Galesburg's Evening News. Again, go to sandburg.edu/careerexpo or go to the community events page at WGIL.com for more information. Stay tuned. On this Friday night, we will have business news, sports, and much more here as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.